Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 16th of October 1532, while King Henry VIII and his sweetheart Anne Boleyn, Marquess of Pembroke, were lodged in Calais, Anne's uncle Thomas Howard, 3rd Duke of Norfolk, and a group of nobles and gentlemen met with their French counterparts just outside of Calais. Wynkyn de Worde records this meeting in his contemporary pamphlet, The Manner of the Triumph of Calais and Boleyn, writing, "And on the 16th day of October, my Lord of Norfolk, accompanied with my Lord of Derby, and a great number of gentlemen besides, met with the great master of France, 6 miles from Calais, at the English Pale, the said great master having 2 great lords in his company of their order, and 100 gentlemen attending upon them. And there my Lord of Norfolk and the great master devised the place where the 2 kings should meet, which was at Sandingfield. And that done, they went both to Calais with their companies. And the said great master, with divers other strangers, dined that day with the king." Chronicler Edward Hall gives a slightly different account and dates the meeting to the 15th of October, writing, "Suddenly came a messenger and reported that the great master of France and the Archbishop of Rouen, with divers noblemen of France, were come to Sandingfield, intending to come to Calais to salute the king from the king their master. He being thereof advertised, sent in great haste the 15th day of October, the Duke of Norfolk, the Marquess of Exeter, the Earls of Oxford, Derby and Rutland, the Lord Sandys and the Lord Fitzwater, with 300 gentlemen, which honourably received the French lords at the English Pale, and so brought them to the King's presence in Calais, which stood under a rich cloth of estate of such value that they much mused of the riches. The king, as he that knew all honour and nurture, received the French lords very lovingly and amiably, and with them took a day and place of meeting. These lords were highly feasted, and after dinner departed to Boulogne." Whatever the date of this meeting between the Duke of Norfolk and English nobles and gentlemen and Anne, Duke de Montmorency, Grand Master of France, and the French nobles, the purpose of the meeting and the French party's visit to Calais was to arrange a meeting between the 2 kings, King Henry VIII and King Francis I. Sandingfield was chosen as the meeting place. It was convenient in that it was in the English Pale, situated between Calais, the English territory where Henry VIII was staying, and Boulogne, where Francis I was with the French court. You may not have heard of Sandingfield, and that is because it's now called San Inglevere. The 2 kings did indeed meet at Sandingfield on the 21st of October 1532, and Francis I then took the English king back to Boulogne, where they remained until the 25th of October, when they and their parties travelled to Calais for Henry VIII to play host. As I explained in my talk on the 11th of October, the purpose of Henry VIII's visit to Calais was to meet with Francis I and to obtain his support for the annulment of his marriage to Catherine of Aragon and his plan to marry Anne Boleyn. Anne had accompanied the king on this trip, and Henry had recently made her Marquess of Pembroke to make her a fitting consort. The trip was a successful one, with Francis I pledging his support. By the way, you may be thinking that I made a mistake with the Grand Master of France's name, Anne Duke de Montmorency, or Anne Duke of Montmorency. Well, I didn't make a mistake. His name was Anne, and there have been lots of male Annes in French history, and also Dutch history too. Other French Annes in history include Anne de Joyeuse, a 16th century French admiral, and Anne d'Escard de Givry, the 16th century French cardinal. Then in Scottish history, we have 18th century nobleman Lord Anne Hamilton. So it's not just a girl's name. In tomorrow's On This Day in Tudor History talk, I'll be telling you about an Elizabethan spy who came to a very sticky end in Rome when he had his tongue cut out, his hand cut off, and was finally burnt. How did he come to that end in Rome? Who was he? Well, subscribe to this channel by clicking just round about there and hitting the bell to be notified so that you won't miss it. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 16th of October, 1555, in the reign of Queen Mary I, Protestants Hugh Latimer and Nicholas Ridley were burnt at the stake in Oxford for heresy. Along with Archbishop Thomas Cranmer, they've become known as the Oxford Martyrs. And you can find out more about those men and hear an account of their burnings, warning, it's horrible, in last year's video. And if you can cope with that, you'll find a link to it in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.